The show you're about to hear is entirely improvised. All the cast know is that they will perform a story in the style of Jane Austen, based on a live audience suggestion. And now, please welcome esteemed Jane Austen scholar, Dr. Sam Patton.
Thank you all very much. It is indeed a supreme pleasure for you to have me here. And of course, who are we here to celebrate but Jane Austen, a fine vixen of a woman until her tragic death at the age of 41 in a pygmy goat wrestling competition. And of course, she created many of the works we hold dearest in this country, Pride and Prejudice, and five other tawdry works that are best used as coasters. But it is the duty of Austentatious to present to you some of Jane's lost works, to restore them to you, the great British public. And our live studio audience have some favourite lost titles.
Lady Catherine de Bourgh does Dallas.
Lady Catherine de Bourgh does Dallas. And boy, did she. This, of course, is the sequel to Pride and Prejudice. When absolutely heartbroken by Darcy marrying someone she considered lesser to her, she goes on a road trip and inadvertently ends up in pornography. I see a wave just over here.
Hate and Hebrideans.
Hate and Hebrideans, yes, a wonderful work. Not so much a novel as a manifesto by Jane. In fact, the pygmy goat that killed her was Scottish. They have one from over in this block there.
Fried and bred with this.
Fried and bred with this. By great coincidence. This is, in fact, the delightful Jane Austen story we shall be seeing today. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you please give a thunderous round of applause? It's set in the winter of 1814. This is Jane Austen's Fried and Bred with This.
Welcome to Donald's Chip Shop, sir. Yes,
wonderful. I've heard fine things about the cuisine here.
Oh, I am sure you have, Mr. Arthur, and we are very privileged to have you.
This is Mrs. Donald, my wife. I am Mr. Donald, her husband.
Ah, wonderful. The ownership explained.
Mr. Arthur, what would you like? You are new to the neighbourhood, and we would like you to have anything you like on the house.
Oh, please have anything you like on the house, Mr. Arthur. It would be our privilege.
I would rather have it on a plate, but... Mr. Donald, Mrs. Donald, I would love, well, your finest fried foods, please. But more than that, I would like some gossip. As you say, I have only just arrived.
What kind of gossip would you like, Mr. Arthur? I have all of the kinds of gossip.
Well, I would like gossip about young ladies, of course, Mrs.
Donald. Well, then I shall tell you. Young Miss Webb is in town.
Miss Webb?
Charlotte Webb.
This is intriguing indeed.
She has been connected to many a man in the past, Mr. Arthur, much to the surprise and wide-eyed brows of everyone in town.
Oh, yes. Our brows were very...
wide-eyed.
Very wide-eyed indeed.
Charlotte, my daughter.
Yes, Father?
I have read the pamphlets. It seems your fame, my dear Charlotte Webb, has gone worldwide.
Oh, indeed. I actually spun a web made of yarn to announce that I had arrived in this village.
You have a very interesting way of making silk compared to the other ladies. That's what first attracted me to your mother.
Anyway. This house you have hired for the season, Father, is most pleasant indeed, but one cannot help thinking that one has already caused a scandal, and one cannot help but worrying if the scandal is causing a problem.
My darling, you have exhausted yourself with all those clauses. It is Christmastide, and a father should like nothing more than the greatest gift of a daughter finally being married. I know your scandal has followed you round, but here we are free from such censure.
Papa, I have just recovered from a scandal in Bath. Oh, somebody at the door.
Just me.
Yes, servant?
I would be annoyed with you, sir, but fortunately my surname is Servant. An invitation has arrived for you, madam.
For me?
Yes.
Oh.
It is written on this slice of fried bread. There is to be a soiree at the chip shop. A Christmas soiree at the chip shop. What could be more traditional or fun?
Look, they've deep-fried the RSVP.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Servant. This is good news indeed and lifts my heart and spirits. One must always be lifted, otherwise one will be sad. And then one will feel sad again and one doesn't like it.
Oh, Mother, I've nearly finished cleaning out the deep fat fryer.
Well, I am glad to see it, son. You are doing very well indeed.
I just want it to be all clean and tidy for the soiree this evening, Mother.
Of course you do, and I am proud of you. I hope you're not getting your hopes up.
Oh, no. No, absolutely not.
You'll be a chip shop cleaner until you die, and there's no harm in that.
Well, it's fine by me, Mother.
Hello, son.
Hello, Father.
Ah, son, the little northern tyke.
Yes.
Oh, we are so glad we sent you to Harrogate for those elocution lessons.
It was a pain to be apart from you for those few months, Mother and Father, but I'm so glad because just listen to my vowels as they... As they pour out my mouth.
They soar.
Your voice is as varied and up and down as the Pennine waves.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Am I a little early? I can only apologise.
Well, who is this beautiful goosey gander?
I am Miss Webb, Miss Charlotte Webb.
She's so goosey.
And you are having a gander.
No, I forget myself,
I'm
Mother.
I'm so sorry. You are not in your soiree Christmas tide clothes. Perhaps I should come
no,
back.
No. You stay here. I will go and change into my traditional Christmas plum pudding costume. Perhaps our son can entertain you.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Donald, is it not?
That's right, Billy Donald.
Billy Donald.
I'm southern by birth, but northern by accent.
I am Welsh by birth, but Southern by accent choice.
Oh!
Yes, I made the choice when I was a young girl and everyone approved.
That's something we have in common then, slightly.
Indeed. Well, Mr. Donald, I see you are cleaning a deep fat fryer.
Oh, yes. My hands are all covered in shit and grit.
And now hands are a little greasy too, but I do not mind. Oh, the smell of chips. Well, it takes me back to Pembrokeshire.
They have chips in Pembrokeshire?
Oh, they certainly do, sir.
Tell me about the chips in Pembrokeshire.
Oh, they are made from Welsh potatoes.
Oh, ours are made from potatoes.
Oh.
Forgive me, is this the chip shop soiree?
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Arthur.
Why, from this sticky trail you have left upon the floor, I deduce that you are Miss Webb, I know.
Yes, indeed. We have not met, I do not think.
We have not. My name is Mr. Arthur.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You seem to have got stuck a little in my web.
Yes. I lost my horse upon the Silk Road. You boy, Donald, is it?
Yes, Donald.
A drink. Be so good, would you?
Certainly, sir.
Forgive me, Miss Webb. In my lateness, I have left you talking to, well, the lower classes. The conversation shall improve forthwith. Now that I am here to provide 95% of it.
As is traditional. Oh,
that's your allocation.
Yes.
Miss Webb, I have heard much of your scandal in Bath.
Oh, yes. Have you? I was engaged to a gentleman who was not suitable, it turned out. I did not know when he proposed to me that he was already married, and...
You didn't have your spidey sense on.
No. The toast of the season, and now... Oh, I'm sorry.
Now the only toast is the ones you eat.
Yes.
Would you like a tissue, miss?
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, it's on the big kitchen roll, is it? Oh. Okay.
Oh, it's getting all tangled in it. Oh. A cute little puppy couldn't have done it worse. Son!
Yes, Father?
Billy, you are making this place look ridiculous.
Father, please do have a seat by me.
Oh, that would be so fine indeed.
I am so pleased that you could attend the tea party.
Yes, you have such a fine house. Why, I must say it is the largest ballroom I have ever seen.
I know, it's enormous. It's absurd.
And the chandeliers made entirely of mice.
Yes. Mice chandeliers all the way from Paris.
Oh.
My lady, there is a letter from the RSPCA. They seem extremely annoyed.
Burn it with the other rodents, Eccleston.
There shall be mousy smoke tonight.
Miss Webb, I wanted to take you under my wing a little.
You are most kind, as everyone knows you are. Well, the most civilised lady of this Hampshire village.
I'm so civilised, it makes people sick.
Indeed.
You are new in town, and I'm afraid I've heard the rumours. I must tell you that you could do better than allying yourself with lovely Mr. Arthur. He's the most eligible man in the district.
I could do better. Is that a civilised way of saying I should ally myself?
That's
with?
Right. I'm
oh,
so...
I see.
I'm so civilised. It's hard to understand.
Yes. I'm not sure at all. Well, of course. Recently, we have been taking many walks upon the promenade of Hampshire. Yes. I have come to know him this past month, and, well, we are friends. Is that...
Only friends?
Yes.
Christmas is coming up.
Yes, indeed. Should I buy him a present?
Yes, I think you should.
Oh, socks.
I think perhaps he may buy you a present, my dear, and I
don't need socks.
I think he may not buy you socks. I think he may buy you something else to wear.
Oh, a hat?
No, oh, it's as if you've never been in the world.
I'm originally from Wales.
Oh, that is...
Son!
Yes, Father?
Son, we have noticed your behaviour has changed in recent days. You are not eating as much as you used to. You only had 4 eggs for breakfast this morning. Are you ill? Are you dying?
Or worse, are you sad?
Oh, yes. Are you worse than dying? Sad? I would rather have no son
than a sad son.
Than a sad son.
I know that that's why you sent me up north to Harrogate, to expunge any potential for sadness.
The Northerners are known for their gaiety.
But, Father, I'm afraid a portion of it may remain.
The last few days it has grown, son. What has changed?
Well, I don't know, Father, and I don't wish to get ideas above my station.
Get ideas above your station!
Please, Mother, put the knife down.
We are simply concerned. We are simple chipmongers.
I seem to be bursting in on some kind of feral fighting scene. Are you still taking customers?
Mr. Arthur, yes, of course we are.
I wish to commission a special fried piece.
Commission?
I don't believe anyone's ever done that before, sir.
You see, it was in your very chip shop that I first set eyes on Miss Webb. I rather intend to impress her. And let us just say that inside this fried display will be a little... Do not laugh at the thought of a fried display, Mr. Donner. It will be a centrepiece the like of which no one has seen before.
Papa. It has been a very exciting and thrilling month. Have you seen what's in the kitchen, Papa? The fried diorama.
I'm not sure seen is the right verb. I have experienced the fried diorama.
You saw the fried bread Colosseum and the tiny pig in blanket Roman Emperor. And of course, spelt out in the middle, entirely in chips, will you marry me?
This must be the best news you have heard, to think your shame now dispersed into the air.
Yes.
I am sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Donald wanted to call.
Oh, Mrs. Donald, you have brought your son here.
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
Mr. Donald, come in.
Forgive me, there is something missing from the diorama that I said. The ceiling piece, a perfectly reconstructed vision of the Sistine Chapel. made entirely of bacon grease.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I will take it through to the kitchen.
I actually made the whole thing.
No.
That's right.
Mr. Arthur left a note saying he had made it.
Well, he commissioned it.
I see. He paid the money. I assume you saw what was spelt out in chips.
I did.
You must have had to spell it out yourself.
I did. I apologize if the chips were a little bit too salty. I spent a lot of time crying on them.
I have not touched a bit of it.
No, don't lick them. But if you did...
Yes?
You'd lick a little part of me.
I believe that is the last of my belongings packed for myself and my fiancé's return to Bath. All that I await is the young lady in question.
Ah, yes, of course, sir.
Has Miss Webb been blown in by the breeze?
Oh, she's not here.
No.
Mr. Arthur, I have done as you asked. I have rather pushed the young lady into your direction.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
All I would ask as a little Christmas present is the money you said you would pay me.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Fear not. Your history has been very well concealed by myself.
Oh, you are quite the treasure.
Yes.
Goodness gracious, if I was a pirate, I would find and spot marked X and dig you up.
I'm quite sure.
Ah. Dearest fiancé, there was a fly in caught on my hair.
Do not worry at all. Everything is packed. We will soon make our way to Bath.
Miss Parker!
Oh,
thank you for the money.
That's all right.
She was merely passing to discuss the Bible with me.
Yes.
Oh, and what chapter were we discussing?
We just gave it all 5 stars.
I shall see you once you are settled, Mr.
Yes,
Arthur.
Yes,
Mr. Donald, what are you doing out so late at night? It is nearly midnight. The moon is shining on Christmas Eve.
There's nothing for me at Christmas tomorrow.
What do you mean? Of course, there's something for everybody at Christmas. Cheer and presents.
I'll have neither. My parents haven't bought me presents in a decade.
Why? That is so cruel, Mr. Donald.
No, they say the only good present is peace of mind. That's what they always say.
Yes, that and a voucher.
But I also wouldn't have peace of mind, so I wouldn't even get to unwrap that Christmas morning.
Oh, well, I don't know why you're looking at me when you say you would not have peace of mind. I'm on my way home, and then I'm to Bath with my fiancé.
Can I be honest with you?
Oh, Mr. Donald, I'm afraid of what you will say, and yet I want you to speak so greatly.
I've been walking round these streets for the past 5 days, just looking for you.
I was in my house.
I know. I know. I have a real problem just asking people.
Right, I see. Oh, Mr. Donald, what was it you would want to ask?
Oh, Miss Webb, I've thought of nothing else since that first day you came into my chip shop. And I don't want you to marry him. I want you to marry me.
I have no choice. I don't want to marry him. Don't you see, Mr. Donald? Is it not written across my face and in my heart? We have no money and I am a scandalized woman. It would break my father if I was not to obey him. I wish I could make a free choice, Mr. Donald. I wish it so hard. I wish on little baby Jesus on Christmas Day would bring me not a present, not a voucher, not even a new hair scrunchie. I wish he would let me marry who I loved. But I don't have that choice. Oh, Mr. Donald, I must walk away. And believe me, it will not be a joyous leap of springing. It will be a sad funereal
Before
march.
Before you walk away.
Yes, what is it? Kiss me.
I kissed you.
Kiss me.
The chips need a few more minutes. Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, my darling. Oh, dear.
Oh, the Christmas chips are coming on apace.
They are. Oh, excuse me.
I am the servant entering the room.
Good morning, sir.
There is a very angry letter from the Food Standards Agency.
What now?
now.
It is about the diorama. They have found out about it somehow. They say it disgraces the Guild of Chipmakers. And that we are henceforth stripped of our license to...
To fry.
To fry.
But why? It is because we contaminated it with bread.
We knew the rules.
We know the rules.
And yet we didn't give a damn. We fried and put bread with this. Wait, I hear at the door. The servant is returning and it sounds like he's carrying lots more letters. Hello?
I have 150 letters.
Excuse me. Wait, look at this. This is an order. An order to create another diorama. For the Prince of Wales. Look at this. The Duke of Devonshire.
Look at this. The Prince of Argyll.
The Prince of Argyll.
The Earl of Stoves.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Father.
Son.
Merry Christmas to thee.
Merry Christmas.
I hope you're happy on Christmas morning.
I'm afraid baby Jesus did not slide down my chimney and give me any presents.
You know what we say in this family?
What's that?
Peace of mind is better than presents.
Yes, of course.
But presence of mind is better than peace.
Mother, Father, what are all these letters?
Bad news and good news, son.
Bad news and good news?
Bad news, we've been stripped of our license to fry.
Go!
No!
Wait!
No! As if it couldn't get any worse! Wait. Oh, what good news could repair this? Oh, boy!
Son, lots and lots of earls and dukes and other assorted aristocracy have commissioned us to fry for them.
They want more fried dioramas.
Yes.
That's so mad.
Yes, but that's the story.
Is it not fine to take one last fresh walk through the Christmas snow before you depart?
Yes, indeed.
Rest assured that your scandal will be quite forgotten in Bath.
I should hope so, sir. I do not intend to return to a town where the scandal is still there, and marrying you surely will set it at peace.
Oh, but of course, after all, a scandal cannot touch a lady if she is cooped up indoors, as you will be.
Oh, yes, that is true. Oh, look, a little robin.
Pretty much the last time you'll see one of them. Yes, as soon as a lady pops her head out the door, scandal can strike, Miss Webb.
I see. So you intend to keep me indoors?
Oh, no, no, no. You will keep yourself indoors.
Oh.
Newspapers! Newspapers! On Christmas morn! Christmas newspapers! Read all about it! Arthur paid 500 quid to his friend Miss Parker for dubious services, possibly pimping.
Miss Webb, do not listen to that little castrato boy.
Read all about it. Mr. Arthur's a skeeze. He's a skeeze and a worm.
Good boy, shut it.
You can't take anything from me, sir. I already took my testicles.
What does it mean? I don't understand. Why would they print these lies? Newspapers always tell the truth.
Miss Webb, come, it is Christmas. We do not listen to newspapers at Christmas.
Well, you have just thrown them all over the precious white snow, which is littering, and you didn't even think of recycling. Mr. Arthur, you paid her?
I paid people for a lot of things. Just this morning, I paid the Food Standards Agency to shut down the chip shop.
You paid them to shut down the chip shop? Why would you do such a thing? Yes, Robbins, you're right.
Miss Webb, why did I... I saw how that young Master Donald was looking at you.
And what is wrong with someone kind looking at another kind person in a kind way?
Oh, nobody will be allowed to look at my wife in such a way, Miss Webb.
What have I caught myself in? A trap of my own. A terrible, terrible web of my own. Mr.
You are not trapped yet.
What are you doing here?
Having a happy Christmas? Did the baby Jesus slither down your chimney?
He didn't need to. Someone else brought me presents. A mailman.
All men are male.
Yes, that's true. They brought me letters. 150 letters.
150 letters?
From dukes and earls.
No!
And princes.
Mr. Dart!
And sultans.
Oh! Mr. Dart, this is wonderful news!
Oh, he may be rich now, but I will not see you go away with him. You might have been to the north, but I can still fight.
Northern judo!
Sound like this, will you? Oh, no. I can't believe it. Oh, you can leave if you like.
Miss Webb, your natural accent.
Oh, Mr. Donald, that's what you really sound like.
Yes.
Oh, you sound
lovely.
Tables
have turned, haven't they?
Listen here, Mr. Arthur.
Yes.
I think you are right wrong, and I buy who I like. So you might as well get yourself up the snow before the robins peck you to death under my orders.
Very well.
Shame on you.
My reputation is ruined by this newspaper splash. Yeah, you know what I always say?
What you say?
Better to have no wife than a weird one.
I don't think that's true at all.
No.
It was my Christmas wish.
It was?
That baby Jesus would bring me my true love.
Then we had the same wish.
Oh, Mr. Donald.
Oh, Miss Webb. You know, I could really use a hand on those 1,000 dioramas I have to make.
Oh, I never admitted it, but I love carving fried bread.
And I love getting down on my knees and scraping bacon grease off stuff.
Mr. Donald, it seems we are a perfect match.
Miss Webb.
Yes?
Where we're going, we can always have fried bread with this.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was Jane Austen's Fried and Bread With This. Ostentatious are Amy Cook Hodgson, Graham Dixon, Charlotte Gittings, Carrie Ad Lloyd, Joseph Mapergo, Andrew Hunter Murray, Rachel Paris and Daniel Mills Roberts, with music by Oliver Isold. The producer was John Harvey, and it's a Naked production for BBC Radio 4.